Great to have your company. My name is Andrew Mucci and this is Never Heard That. Last week we were listening to classical music. This week we're going to be listening to an orchestra of guitars and, to be honest, slightly heavier ones. For today's show, we are focusing on the Scottish band Mogwai and their song Ex-Cowboy. The track is off their 1999 album called Come On Die Young, but the version that we're going to be listening to today is a live version which was part of a compilation album released by the UK music paper New Musical Express called Clean Sweep Live at the London Astoria 98. The album has a pretty impressive lineup of artists, and for those that love their UK independent music of the late 1990s, you will certainly enjoy it. I used to buy the magazine from time to time from various newsagents who would import it in. I think I was persuaded to buy this one because of the CD which came free with it. There was a lot of bands that I'd heard of but didn't really know much about. And don't forget, the internet was still in its infancy with all this stuff, and YouTube came much, much later. These discs were a brilliant way to get a taste of a whole bunch of artists. The track that really stood out for me was the one by Mogwai, an instrumental, all 8 minutes 25 of swirling guitars, at the same time both pretty and heavy. I really enjoyed the journey that it took me on. I bought the album as a result and found it intriguing. It was certainly unique, but had this particular charm. It really felt like it could fall apart at any moment. When the opportunity came to see them play live here in Australia in 2009, I absolutely jumped at the chance. For me, what made it such an impressive show was the way they layered their sound. Sometimes using three guitars in addition to bass, each song would seem to start off with a fragile motif that would get built on by each further instrument. When you think that they could not possibly go any further, the instrument playing the original motif would drop that line and add a further layer. Power building upon power. Quite an extraordinary experience to witness. From memory, there were only a few vocal lines sung through the whole show. Formed in 1995, Mogwai are from Glasgow, Scotland, and they perform predominantly instrumental, lengthy guitar-based pieces. In case you are wondering, yes, they are named after the character from the 1984 movie Gremlins. But just like you hear quite a bit about bands, it was chosen as something to get them up and moving, always to be changed, but never done before it was too late. They have released 9 albums over this time, but there has also been a lot of EPs too, in excess of 10, so they are a prolific lot. Early on, they did manage to find the ear of prominent BBC Radio 1 DJ John Peel. For those unaware of John Peel, it is a story well worth checking up on the internet. His influence on the UK music scene is very significant. Peel rarely championed the band, and they recorded 7 sessions with him between 1996 and 2004. As they were able to follow up this support with dynamically powerful live shows, their fan base continued to grow year by year. They are still very musically active today, 24 years after they started, and still able to play big shows wherever they go around the world. All that while playing long, mostly instrumental, guitar-heavy tracks. I say, well done. Here is a live version of the Mogwai track called Ex-Cowboy, the studio version of which features on their 1999 album Come On Die Young.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.